If my car got stuck in the mud and I had to get out, I would have to do what?
Push.
Okay. Or I would have to
pull.
And what's the past tense of those two words?
What's the past tense of, you mean pushed and pulled?
Yeah. Okay. If you were just going to have to go a short, what's the nearest town to Idalia?
The nearest town?
Yeah.
Ray or Burlington.
Okay. If you were going to have to go just a short distance, and you wanted to tell somebody about it, what would you tell them? I've got to go you wouldn't say short distance, would you? Would you say a short piece or a little ways or a...
Probably a little ways.
Okay. And how about for a long distance?
Long ways.
Okay. And if something is hard to find, we might say it's what? Like if water, all right, well if it hadn't rained in a long time, we might say water is really...
scarce.
Okay. Now that place, I know you don't have a railway that runs through here, but that place where if you have a railway in a town, it stops is called what?
A depot.
Okay. Now there were just a couple of words that I was wondering about. If you have two buildings that are sitting, they're not sitting horizontal or vertical to each other, but they're kind of sitting on two corners like this, you might say they're sitting in what relationship to each other? You might say they are, would you ever use catty-cornered or cattywampus?
Yeah, either one.
Okay. Pronounce those for me.
Catty-cornered or cattywampus.
But you would use those words.
Mm-hmm.
Would you use that with buildings or would you use those words with something
you'd use
else?
It with buildings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you had a word maybe to describe a road that maybe winds back and forth, angles back and forth, or maybe maybe something that was kind of sitting at a slant like this. I was wondering if you'd ever heard of the word antigoglin.
Antigoglin? Yeah, we've used that word.
What is that? How would you use that word? Or what would you use it for?
Oh, if... like you say, if a building was slanted or something wasn't true to the world with the rest of the building, you'd say it's something anagoglin.
Okay. So it's this kind of slang. And in this area, when people say goodbye to each other, what do they say? Do they have some expression they use?
Oh, a lot of times they say so long.
Okay. I wanted to finish up. We've got just a little bit of tape left. If you could tell me some more about, I know you're, Dennis told me you're the local historian, really. You know a lot about this area. Just tell me some about Idalia and in the old days. And when was it settled and who were the earlier settlers here?
Well, Idalia was established in 1887. It's the town of Alva. And then its name was changed a year later to Idalia. And some of the early settlers one of them was the bartender, was named Dutch Vogel, and my great uncles, the Fox brothers, were early settlers, and they had a fella here that, can't think what his name was, though, that everybody admired and would go to for advice and stuff, that he really wasn't a lawyer, but he was an honest person. And George Conrad was a storekeeper, and at first his brother had the store, and his brother moved to Ray, and George took over the store, and he was well thought of, and everybody would go to him for advice, and even some credit he could give.
Why did people settle here?
What?
Why did people settle here?
Because of the homestead law. When they opened up the homestead